When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Here comes Bosco's boys, here comes Bosco's boys, right down Bosco's boys lane. Santa Claus got and all the boneheads on Willie's crazy train. Chauncey's chewing on the mistletoe, oh what a beautiful noise. Grab a brew and talk KSU, cause here comes Bosco's boys.
Here comes Bosco's boys, here comes Bosco's boys,
here comes Bosco's.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you guys. I've said it since we started this Christmas period that I would keep things going all the way to the new year. And with Christmas falling on a Monday, that means I am coming to you guys on Christmas Day. First and foremost, I hope you guys are all having a Merry Christmas. And I would imagine not many of you guys will listen to this episode, and that's fine. That's fine. It's important to me to keep the streak going of shows on Monday, and I wanted to get all the way through the year. So we've had some Christmas special episodes in the past, so this isn't new. We've had shows on Christmas Eve. I don't know if we've had a show drop on Christmas Day yet, but hey, there's a first time for everything. This isn't going to have a ton of K-State content. Tomorrow we'll have a top 10 countdown. We'll have on the 27th, my bowl preview episode, planning on having a whip around, a mini whip around, on the 28th, the day of the bowl game. Should have a bowl game reaction, to you guys on Friday. And then, and then we're done. Then we're done for the year. It really has been a fun and fast year in K-State sports. Another fun and fast year for Bosco's Boys, the show. I guess to try to keep things K-State related, I'm going to talk about the biggest gifts to K-State fans so far this year. I'm going to end talking about my own personal Christmas traditions, and then I'll just kind of end with a little the reason for the season PSA at the end. So if you are listening and you don't want to hear that, feel free to skip it. I'm not going to try to push anything on anyone. But before we do, folks who, honestly, Christmas is here, but if you're like me, you may have a family member. My mom's birthday is, first week in January 5th. So an early happy birthday to my mom. My birthday's on the 27th. So again, if you're still in the gift-giving spirit, I'm sure there's different things you can do. And something I'm going to do is continue to get my gifts at Charlie Hustle. Charlie Hustle's the spot for the best K-State officially licensed apparel, and a ton of other colleges as well. They have all sorts of great Kansas City local icon stuff. Of course, the great Kansas City heart shirts, iconic with Charlie Hustle and with Kansas City. You can always, if you don't want to go to charliehustle.com, which I can't imagine why you wouldn't, they have their shop on the Country Club Plaza as well. So get in there, buy some gifts. Heck, there's always great deals going on after Christmas. I have no idea if Charlie Hustle's going to, but it's always a great time. And also, so I am recording this. I'm recording this on the 23rd, so I was able to go to the Wichita State game down T-Mobile and avoid melting down. But they had, oh my gosh, there were so many people, myself included, rocking those awesome Charlie Hustle varsity jackets. So whether you get a lavender, black, white, it doesn't matter what color, they all are so good looking. So buy yourself one as a little New Year's present or, hey, I made it through Christmas present to yourself. So check them out. All right, the biggest gifts to K-State fans so far this year. First, you got to go with Jerome Tang gifting the K-State fans an Elite Eight run. Again, it's not really worth, you know, comparing the different runs. But you think back to Frank's run. You think back to Bruce Weber's run. And again, both of them, there's parallels to what Jerome Tang did. And I think maybe the year, you know, we made the run with Frank, CBS was following K-State around. But I think this most recent run, more than any other run in my lifetime, K-State really kind of became the story of the tournament. And I think it was due to Jerome Tang. It was due to Keontae Johnson. It was due to Marquise Noel. You had three of the best personalities, three of the best stories of the entire March Madness season all on one team, and it just happened to be our team. So I want to give a big thank you to Jerome Tang, to Marquise Noel, to Keontae Johnson, that entire basketball team, because as you guys have heard in some of the recent top 10 episodes, and we still got two more top 10 episodes where this basketball team really has been ever present. And, you know, again, it started in 2022, but Jerome Tang reigniting that fever pitch for K-State fans when it comes to their basketball support is second to none. My opinions on Bruce Weber are unchanged. Everyone knows kind of how I feel about how the Bruce Weber era went. And honestly, everyone knows I'm not clean from that. I had the exact same reactions a lot of folks did, but there was so much hatred. There was so much divide amongst the K-State fan base, and Jerome Tang really did bring back that fever pitch, that excitement for basketball, and reunite K-State fans all together under his leadership. So big thank you to that gift from Jerome Tang. The next big thank you is to Gene Taylor. Gene Taylor giving K-State fans the gift of extending not only Chris Kleiman, not only Jerome Tang, but himself as well. We have seen over time at K-State, we have seen other spots in college athletics where if you don't have a good athletics director, it doesn't matter. Even if you make a good coaching hire, it's not going to last. Everyone knows Gene Taylor comes on the show. I've been accused of being a mouthpiece before. I can assure you I'm not. As much as I like to talk about Gene Taylor and me being friends, I don't think he'd consider us friends. I think he shakes my hand when he sees me. I'm not a mouthpiece, but I do love Gene Taylor. I do think he is approaching, and depending on the rest of his tenure, and really the tenure of Chris Kleiman and Jerome Tang, he could go down as the greatest AD K-State's ever had. So being able to lock both of those coaches up long-term, he himself signing an extension, new facilities. We open a volleyball facility. They just finished the indoor track like literally last week. The football, indoor-outdoor facility, the Shamrock Zone, what we've been able to do under Gene Taylor's leadership is second to none. Now, when it comes to fundraising, when it comes to facilities, of course, and I'm not going to shy away from this, John Curry played a big part of getting things started. But I think some of the worry from K-State fans when the transition happened was, okay, can the next guy keep the momentum going when it comes to fundraising, when it comes to facilities? And I think Gene Taylor has tenfold. So I want to thank Gene Taylor for that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The next big gift that was given to K-State fans that I want to talk about is Cooper Beebe coming back. Cooper Beebe really does exemplify everything that makes K-State great. And he's a Kansan. He was an unheralded recruit. He comes and becomes the greatest K-State offensive lineman of all time. He became what I think probably became the greatest K-State football player of all time. He could have gone and been drafted last year, second or third round pick, in Kansas City, his hometown. He's a KCK kid. But he came back because he had a legacy he wanted to continue to build on. He wanted to stand for something. He wasn't afraid to say, hey, I want to have a all-time great type of career, and I think I need to come back to accomplish that. And he has accomplished that. Cooper Beebe gives inspiration to future K-State athletes, and maybe to all of us in our own lives, to not shy away from greatness, to not be afraid to speak out and say, hey, I want to accomplish this. No matter how big of a goal, no matter how scary it might be, speaking it into existence and not shying away from the challenge. Again, I think what Cooper Beebe did this year and what he proved by coming back may be overshadowed in his career of some of the accolades. Of course, a consensus unanimous first team All-American, a Big 12 champion, a two-time offensive lineman of the year in the Big 12. But what he did, he stood in front of everyone last winter and said, I'm coming back because I want to play with my brother, because I want to be the first K-State lineman up on the Ring of Honor. I want to be considered one of the greatest of all time to ever do it. And in a time in college athletics where it is about getting paid, it's about getting into the portal and maximizing your value, going pro, and this lack of loyalty. And again, this is not a shot at other players. College coaches can come and go. Fans can come and go. This is a world where folks are less loyal anywhere. Your employer's not loyal to you. You're not loyal to your employer. This is not a shot. I'm just saying we are in a day and age where it is rare to see Cooper Beebe, people like Cooper Beebe, do what he did. And I think all K-State fans need to thank him for a gift of that final year. And the final thing for K-State as a whole that I think we need to be thankful for, a big time gift, is it's the Big 12 surviving. Look, is the Big 12 as strong of a conference as it could have been, should have been? No. But the Big 12 survived. We're bringing in some more teams from the Pac-12, and at three or four different points in the Big 12's history, it looked like the Big 12 could be the conference that died. But it's not. And I disagree with Brett Yormark on a lot of things. I don't think he's been a perfect commissioner. And quite frankly, I think he might even be a tad bit overrated. But he was able to shepherd us through the TV negotiations and get things done. He was able to be part of the group of athletic directors and presidents that were able to bring in the four Pac-12 defectors. So K-State has a home in big-time college athletics. I think college athletics is going to see a rapid change over the next 5 years. I'll be honest. I have no idea if it's going to resemble anything, you know, that it is right now. I have no idea if I'm still going to be a fan of college athletics in 5 years' time. I don't. I don't know what it's going to look like. But for the time being, K-State in the Big 12 has a spot, and I think that is a great gift. And, you know, like I said, as much as I kind of push back on some of the stuff that Brett Yormark does, you got to give a big thank you to him. One more big thank you before I do some personal show gifts, thank yous, and then get into just talking about some of my Christmas traditions and, like I said, a little bit of reason for the season at the end of the episode. I want to give a shout out to Manhattan Brewing Company. Manhattan Brewing Company is the best in the biz. If you haven't gone and seen on YouTube, on the 1012 Network YouTube page or the 1012 podcast feed, myself, Philip Slavin of the 1012 Network, and all three owners of Manhattan Brewing Company, we got together, we drank some beers, paired them with some Pop-Tarts, talked about the pairings, and had an absolute blast. These guys love making fun beer. These guys love making delicious beer. The vibes are always immaculate inside Manhattan Brewing Company. Get in there this holiday season. If you're like me and you have this entire week off of work, get in there. Maybe watch the Pop-Tarts Bowl there. Maybe just grab a couple 4-packs there. It doesn't matter. I promise you are going to enjoy your visit to the brewery. Also, be polite, but pester your local liquor store, especially if you're in the state of Kansas, so you can get Manhattan Brewing Company beer right there at your local liquor store. They want to sell you beer. They want to sell you product. So just tell them you want some Manhattan Brewing Company 4-packs. And I'm sure you're going to have a nice little New Year's gift from your local liquor store in January. Shout out to Manhattan Brewing Company helping make this show happen now for 18 months. I love those guys. I love that beer. There isn't a better partnership in the entire podcasting world than Bosco's Boys and Manhattan Brewing Company. First, you know, the gifts of sponsorship again. Shout out to Manhattan Brewing Company. Shout out to Charlie Hustle. Who helped make this show happen. Again, I wouldn't have long-term partnerships with companies that I don't believe in and that I don't think you guys would enjoy. I hope hearing about the products, hearing about the releases, being able to do fun stuff with giveaways and different types of shows with both of these companies, I hope you guys have enjoyed it, and I hope you guys continue to shop with them in person, online, because I think they're great. I think they're great companies, and they do help us out here at Bosco's Boys. The next, I do want to thank the Boneheads. The community that we have built, and I talk about this on anniversary episodes or milestone episodes quite often, but the community of friends, the community of K-State fans that we've been able to build truly has probably been the best part about this show. I've said it a handful of times. We get a few thousand downloads, few thousand listens for every episode. Bigger episodes are big. This one, probably not going to be very big. But any given episode during football, basketball season, we get a few thousand downloads, and it comes from a handful of different countries. It comes from just about every state in America. And I would be doing it, with or without all of the listens, all of the downloads, without the sponsors, because I'm still having fun doing this. But what adds to the enjoyment, what adds to the, camaraderie, what adds to the excitement every time I do an episode that I think went well or have a new guest is seeing the reaction from the Boneheads, from the listeners from this show. I love going to K-State games and having folks come up and say, hey, love your show. My name's blah, you know, insert here. This is my Twitter handle. I've been listening since Blitz Month and having those interactions because I get to meet more people, because I get to spread my love of K-State sports and help give you guys an outlet to, you know, get your feelings out as well. I love that there has been little pockets of fans that have become friends through live shows, through interacting with each other on Twitter that maybe started with Bosco's Boys. I love that so much. And like I said, I'd probably still be doing this show even if you know we weren't as widespread as we are. But having the interactions with the boneheads, that just makes it all that much better. A thank you and a Merry Christmas to all the different guests who have come on this year. Again, still pretty sure we're going to have a first-timer giving a primer for NC State on the 28th on game day. But we've had, I mean, what, probably 10, 11 different folks talk about their team. We've had folks who come on a ton, like Philip Slavin of the 1012 Network, Jimmy Goheen, a.k.a. KSU underscore fan, Drew Galloway, Derek Young, Mason Voth, the KSO guys. We've had Cole Carmody give a handful of primers from Go Powercat, shout out to him. Had Tim Fitzgerald back during Blitz Month. First time getting folks from Go Powercat on. Again, it's never been a better time to be a K-State fan. All the different spots where you can get your coverage. Kellis Robinette, Kansas City Star. Guys from Cocaine Willie, you know, Chef, Fireball Matt, Bob Trollsby. Love all three of those guys. The Aggieville Alley Cats, Ace and Connor. Some of the best work when you're talking about K-State sports. Absolutely love it. Taylor Bratt, Chuck Lilly from K-State football. King Marco Bourne, my guy over at K-State basketball. Absolutely love him. Shout out to everyone at K-State who helps you know, make things happen when it comes to getting guests from K-State on the show. Just a big shout out to everyone. And I'm, again, we've had probably over 100, well, probably not 100, probably 50 different folks come on this year on Bosco's Boys via primer, Blitz Month guests, all that type of stuff, live shows. Hell, if you include the live shows with the Boneheads, probably over 100 people this year. I can't remember and I can't thank all of them, but everyone who helped make this year possible, thank you so much. And then special shout out to Grant. We talked about it on the Drunk Q&A, but co-founder of the show, the original co-host, he's doing his own thing, you know. Whenever Grant comes on, it's special because he's a dad. He has a lot of stuff going on. He can't talk about every small little detail of K-State sports. But again, a shout out and thank you to him. And a shout out and thank you to my family and friends as well. I got two great parents. They come on at least once a year. You know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. I have the best parents. My brother came on for the Big 12 road trip. Even though he's a KU fan, recent got his master's degree. I think it was last year. Hell, he's probably had his master's for a while. He's a smart kid, great teacher, great coach. So shout out to my family, sister-in-law, Andrea as well. They help, you know, not support, but they encourage the passion. Shout out to Alice, one of our best Boneheads, family friend, always listens, loves to give her sister crap and make her listen to it as well, even though she doesn't want to. But shout out to Alice. Shout out to the Boneheads everywhere. And yeah, it is Christmas time. And, you know, look, this is the reason for the season talk. So if that's not for you, that's fine. You can move on. But I have all these different Christmas traditions. I have these movies that I want to watch. There's songs that I like to listen to. I have festive cocktails. I write all these different Christmas cards. Chauncey and I go and look at Christmas lights. And I love all that type of stuff. I love going out and buying gifts. I love the commercial stuff to it. I'm not going to pretend that I don't. But the whole reason for this, and I hope it is not lost, and this isn't something that I think I've ever done on the show, but the reason for Christmas, the Christmas holiday, is celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know for so many folks in 2023, religion and faith is waning. Things are getting more secular than they ever have. And I would just like to say that if you are someone who has faith and has lost it, or if you are someone who just isn't sure, someone who's turned off by, you know, organized religion, or you've been burnt by a church in the past, I would just like to say listen to your heart, and I hope you find your way back and consider, you know, going to a service at the Episcopal Church. Truly welcomes everyone. It is not exclusionary. Truly a church and a home for anyone in their faith. So in this Christmas period or in 2024, if you feel that you've lost that and you're looking for it, or you're trying to find a spiritual home, just, you know, maybe give it a try. The Episcopal Church truly welcomes everyone. You know, it's a lot of the traditions of maybe a traditional church, but very open. So consider the church a visit. And I do wish you guys all a very, very, very Merry Christmas. No matter how you choose to celebrate, whether it is going to church, whether it is secular, whether it is just the idea of giving, all in all, regardless of your feelings around what Christmas means to you, I do hope it is filled with charity, filled with being around your loved ones, with cheer and merriment, being able to spend time with your friends. I just hope that whatever this season means to you, you can make the most of it. At the same time, I know that it is not always a great time for everyone. You may not have some of these great family traditions. You may not be able to surround yourselves with loved ones. You might be feeling lost or lonely. But I want you to hear this, if that is you. This show, myself, Bosco's Boys, Scott Wildcat, whatever. If you're ever feeling alone, shoot me a DM. If you need to talk, reach out. Again, during this holiday time frame and as we go into the new year, I know it is tough for some folks out there. So please, please, please reach out if that is you. If that's the boat you find yourself in. Because I want to be here for you if I can. So I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to be back tomorrow with a top 10 episode. On the 27th, we'll have my bowl preview. On the 28th, we're going to have some primers for the game that afternoon. And then on the 29th, I'm going to have a reaction to the bowl game. We will start the new year with one final top 10 episode. Then we'll get back to covering the men's and women's basketball team and any football news that pops up as well. I want to wish you guys all the merriest of Christmases. If you're listening to this on Christmas, I hope you have a great day. I hope you, like I said, get to spend time with your family and enjoy the holiday. If you're listening to this, if you're a loyal listener and you're going back and listening to this after Christmas, I hope it was great. I hope you have just a phenomenal final year of 2023. And like I said, thank you so much. Thank you so much to everybody who just made this a great year and that continues to make things magical here at Bosco's Boys. So you're going to hear the Christmas intro through the entire 12 days of Christmas. It's bad luck. It is very bad luck to take your Christmas decorations down until the 12th day. So keep it going. We're going to keep it going. The Christmas intro music through the end of the 12 days. But this probably is going to be the final night final episode where we end with a Christmas song. We'll get back to the alma mater, the Cat Attack, and some of that traditional stuff. But again, one final time, I want to wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas. For Chauncey, the best dog in the world, my name is Scott McFarlane. We truly love you guys here at Bosco's Boys, and we can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Again, one final time, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Podcast Network.